Dr. Max Reinecke, the tallest of our guests, generally every week. Wouldn't you agree?
So far. Well, no, now that's the outdoor show, yes. The golf show, we had some competition in the height size.
Yes,
in the height
we did.
Department.
Yes, we did. And Dr. Max has kind of been year-round through the two seasons. In fact, the Game and Fish people were saying, so when do we go back to golf? And I think the date is like the 24th of February. So
keeps getting earlier.
Well, not really. It's about the same time every year because the golfers go to the East Coast and start playing.
Yes.
We always follow their lead. All right. You've been doing this 30 years.
Being a chiropractor for 30 years, this radio, I'm still getting used to. I'm still a greenhorn.
But you've been tall, maybe a good part of that.
Almost
right?
60 now, yes.
All right. You have been very good about making sure that people are able to get outdoors, whether it's to hunt, to shovel, to do any of the things that are with it, and weather has always played a part.
That's right. I wanted to talk a little bit about shoveling your walks. With the nice weather we've had, we kind of got the Denver attitude. Well, hey, it snows and the sun's going to come out and melt it. We don't have to shovel. But that snow we had last Friday, it was 34 degrees and snowing, and the snow quit, and at noon it was 22, and by the time everyone came home from work, they had a skating rink that couldn't be shoveled. And I just wanted to say to you, there's a lot of people that use the sidewalks. I tell my patients after an adjustment, go for a walk. I don't think it's good walking on a treadmill. You don't have good posture doing that. It's better to be out in God's creation. And I just wanted to put in a little chip. I'm always telling people to watch out for ice and not slip. This time it's getting off your butt and getting your sidewalk shoveled.
Now, we got a bunch of college kids home right now. They're kind of out of sorts. They're not with their buddies if they are at least 30 miles away or 50 miles away from where they're supposedly going to classes. But it is the time of year where you want them to certainly be taken care of while they're at home, if they have something that maybe you could address or they can look at. We want them to be healthy as well.
As our children mature, that first step is getting out of the house. They might be going to college. They might be going to tech school. They might have a job that brings them away from home. And they might start having headaches or neck problems because of the increased studying. Maybe they didn't study much in high school and they realized they actually have to have a note in a book or on the iPad. And now's a good time to get your college kid in. Next week, there'll be a couple times for them to get in before they have to go back. We can at least get started. If it's something that's going to take ongoing treatment, they know what going to a good chiropractor is like after they've been to Reinecke Chiropractic, and we can help them to find a chiropractor where they are going to school. Oftentimes, it's something where a couple of adjustments on a young frame does quite a bit of good until they're home for Easter or spring break.
The human body, we've talked about the fact that it is kind of self-healing, self-regulating. That helps if you're younger, too.
The younger we are, the less potential we have for things to be wrong, and the less potential we have for chronicity. Once that dysfunction develops, it is an ongoing thing. It's much like Neil Young had a song that rust never sleeps. And once we develop a dysfunction in our body, unless it's addressed, it continues to fester and manifest, and it doesn't ever get better by itself. It only gets worse.
Well, true story this year. I had never been to a chiropractor, and you were in. We were talking about a topic, as we have been doing for Wednesdays for a year plus now. And all of a sudden, I said, well, I got this twinge. And what I thought the twinge was really wasn't, because I visited you for the first time. ARP came into effect. You said, oh, you've got something else. Let me adjust. And little did I know that I had something else, and I have felt better since.
Isn't that just a sweet, simple story? The things that kill us or make us feel miserable many times are things we don't feel. And it makes sense that if a nerve is the way that I get information, much like a telephone line, like these poor senior citizens that still have a landline, and that's why they're prey for these scams, that telephone line is a way to get information. Excuse me, if that line's cut, do we get any information?
Generally not.
No. And if a nerve is pinched, what do you think we feel?
Probably a little pain.
Maybe nothing. When the phone line's cut, we don't get any more phone calls. If a nerve is cut completely, we don't even get pain signals.
So should we cut all the nerves? When I hear you say that, it kind of makes me wonder, how good are the nerves?
That body that we have that is a self-healing, self-regulating machine, God's creation, our brain is what regulates that, and those nerves are to help, are to conduct that symphony we call our body function. The lucky patients feel a pain, and they come into the chiropractor. The unlucky ones don't feel anything, and a dysfunction develops, and pretty soon it gets to be an illness that enough people have that they have a label for it.
All right, if we have touched somebody's nerve this morning, can they get in and out during the holidays, or are you tied up, you're gone? What is your plan?
Typically, we work on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve about a half a day, and then take the Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. So we're here for a couple days yet this week. We'll almost have a full week of a four-day week next week. And you bet. We take pride in the fact that we get people in, hopefully the same day they call. You might not get to see me, but you get to see Dr. Josh Jordy or Dr. Chris Olson and Dr. Jordy. That's Mayor Mike's favorite chiropractor at the office. So if you don't get to see me, that might be to your advantage. Who knows? And we try and get people out. We had a lady that was in a bit of a rollover accident last Friday on the way into work. And she got her x-ray. She got seen. She got treated. She got some ARP. A big involved visit like that probably took an hour of her time, and that's at the top end. If your problem is a little bit less than that, you could expect less time on your first visit.
One thing that surprised me with Dr. Max is, one, he was approachable. Somebody that's a foot taller than I am, I have trouble approaching. And the other is that I learned quickly that one size doesn't fit all when you go to see a chiropractor, because they're going to figure out what's wrong, what is causing your grief, and what could add to your pain and your suffering in the years ahead. And to me, that was one of the best things I did in 2015.
Chiropractors, not just Reinecke Clinic, but all chiropractors take pride in the fact that they address their patient very specifically. They look for the Bill Zortman problem. They look for the Max Reinecke problem. They don't look for the arthritis problem or the diabetes problem. Everyone is just as everyone has a different footprint, a different fingerprint. We all have our little idiosyncrasies, and we have to be addressed very specifically.
Dr. Max, how do they reach you?
Call 335-0880. And I would like to say Christmas is coming up. I would like to just tell everyone that God gave us the gift of Jesus out of his love. And let's remember that the most important thing about Christmas is to have that love in your heart, that love for your fellow human being, for your family, for yourself. If you're down on yourself, don't be so hard on yourself. If you wonder what's wrong with the person you love, give them a hug. Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Dr. Max Reinecke, appreciate the visit. We'll talk next week.